in the Holy Letter of the Rebbe, and this is in volume 4, letter number 1133. This is dated on the 18th day of Menachem Av in Tavshid Aleph, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this letter to Harav HaGoyen, the great genius, etc., in the city of Dublin, Rabosi, the chief rabbi, Yisrael Sheyichye Yakubovich. And the Rav the Dayan, Morena Zalman Yosef Sheyichye Aloni. He just showed me a picture. This guy is from Dublin. Yeah. My brother was born in Dublin, in Ireland. My father was a sheikhin over there. And he just showed me, yes. Were you at the Sunday thing? Yeah. So, he said if I would come there, he would mention to me. But I forgot about it, didn't show up. So the Rebbe says, peace and blessing. And, you know, they send a Chabad rabbis over there to do shechting and ravs and the rulings. And it's like a whole Chabad community for several years there till they immigrated back to the United States.
So the Rabbi Herzog was the...
Yeah, but he, I think, already left maybe at that time already.
He became the head of rabbi of Israel.
Israel later on. That was when? 48.
Yes.
But here we're talking already 51.
So there was someone else.
Yeah. And the Rebbe and my parents came in 53 to the United States.
And your brother was born there.
My brother was born over there in Dublin. He was 8 months when he came. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to conclude what I had already spoken in as a follow-up to Shabbos Nachmu, that our rabbis say that the Shabbos Nachmu is a double comfort, which is not only double in quantity-wise, but quality-wise. This means to say that the comfort is going to be in such a way that not just will it remove the pain, but it actually is going to turn the pain into delight. Which means that a person also with his eyes of flesh will be able to see that the pains that happened to him, number one, there is a reason for them, but that cannot be called a doubled comfort because that's only a comfort alone. So when the prophet adds that it'll be a double comfort, that means that you're going to see, number two, that those pains weren't really pains. They were actually a flow of hidden kindness because of the great multitude of goodness. It came down below in such a fashion. And the meaning of it is understood from what it's written in the Kitzur Tanya, chapter 26, and as related in the Gemara, that there is a version that says, "Kol the Oved Rachmon Letav Oved," which means everything that the merciful, which goes Hashem does, is for the good. But there's an additional, better version that states that Gamzu Letoiva, this is also the good. And just like this difference between the story of Rabbi Akiva and Nochem is Gamzu, that Rabbi Akiva, through his light being extinguished, so his donkey was eaten, and the Tarnagoil, that saved his life from a physical bodily damage. So he saw that at the end of the day, that it's through the pain that he suffered, he received a benefit. There was a benefit to him. But the actual story itself was a painful story, to lose his donkey, so it's only a comfort. But when, in the story of Nochem Shiz Gamzu, when they changed these precious stones and jewels for sand, and the miracle took place with the sand, that it was not sufficient, that through this pain he was saved from being hurt. But on the contrary, they proved to him it's not actually a problem of pain, but it's actually the greatest favor. So let it be also in our case. It should not only be that whatever Hashem does for the good, but it should also be Gamzu L'Toyva, that everything Hashem should reveal the inner intention, and then you'll see that this is Gamzu L'Toyva for the good, but it's not revealed for the eyes of flesh, because it comes from the hidden world which is above Amadis God. With blessing of success in your holy work, and looking forward to Rachamei Shemayim, heavenly mercy and good news in general and specifically. Now, I'm not sure exactly what they were talking about over there, what kind of problem there was over there, but apparently there was some sort of a problem. And the Rebbe says that they should see that it's only blessing.